and welcome into the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. Today on the show, we're obviously cut a little short because we had to listen to the Royals brutally lose again. We'll have a special edition of the Cover 5 today for the NFL Draft coming up. At, I have to think about this, do some math in my head because everything's been rearranged by how long that Royals game went. We'll say, let's plan this out, 4:30, 4:40 or so here. Go 4:40, 4:50.
Yeah, 4:50.
We'll go 4:50 for the Cover 5. How about that? We'll live the first hour with it. We're going to talk a lot about the news that we got yesterday, and pardon me for chuckling a little bit, but I think it took us all by surprise that Kamau Stokes' name was in the group of NBA draft early entrants. He was one of 193, I believe, that put his name in there, and there's a lot to digest with that, so we're going to do it throughout the show. We have our spring game fantasy fantasy results to get to as Tyler destroyed everybody. DJ Reed commented on media members playing in a spring game, potentially running a kickback a la Penn State. We'll get to that at 5:25 in hour two, and we'll end with You Can't Be Serious, as always, here on the show. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to call us. You can tweet your questions or comments to the game, KMAN. We will get to in our next segment the news about ESPN today, which I think we disagree slightly on it, and we've been having a lot of spirited debate about it here in the office before we've even gotten on the air. But before we get to that, I do want to make sure. I mean, look, you can get as much ESPN talk about all the layoffs that have happened there as you want anywhere you turn in the sports world. But here, I mean, I must admit, last night I'm sitting at Kauffman Stadium, and I was the last thing I expected to see out there on Twitter was that Kamau Stokes' name was going to be in the list of early entrants to the NBA draft. Now, the nuts and bolts of this. It does not hurt Kamau Stokes at all. The new rule allows you to do this as long as you don't hire an agent and pull out by a certain time. You can do this as many times as you want. Used to be you could only do it once. You can now do it as many times as you want to get some feedback from NBA people and see what they think of you. So it really, on the surface, does not hurt anything at all to go and do it. But it does get you singled out. Jeff Goodman had a tweet, national college basketball writer, just about, here's four or five names that were very unusual to find in this list. Kamau Stokes' name shows up on that. Then when it gets put out there by Kelis Robinette, I think everybody's mind just starts wandering, jokes start flying, and it can turn into somewhat of a situation when maybe it didn't need to be. So first things first, if they had been proactive, been out in front of it, maybe it changes the way people react to this a little bit in the first place. But I'm not even sure I totally buy that. I mean, I think people still are going to just bristle a bit at Kamau Stokes' name being thrown in there for the early entrance in the NBA draft. I think it's harmless. I'll start there. There is something I worry about with this, but I think for the most part on the surface, it is harmless because if he wants to go get feedback, that's fine. Do we agree?
Yes.
There so far?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the part that's weird about it, this is a 6 foot, 165 pound combo guard who at his size is going to have to be a point guard in the NBA. The problem has been at K-State, we've said square peg, round hole with him trying to be a point guard here at K-State, the collegiate level. I mean, he was kind of a turnover machine at the end of the year. He's had some struggles being just a point guard because I don't think that's really what he is. And what he is to me is a guy that can be a good Big 12 shooting guard. That doesn't really translate too much to the NBA, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I guess I would just wonder what exactly he is going to get out of it. Let's start there. It's harmless, and you can go get something out of it, I suppose. But what do you get out of it?
Just the way that I have summarized this whole thing is that it was a relatively positive thing that came to light in a relatively negative way. I just think that...
Is it a relatively positive thing?
Well, I mean, what we're saying, you just said harmless. So, again, I mean, him and going and getting to talk to some of those people in that business and get analyzed that way, I think that's fine. Like, it's not overwhelmingly positive, but it's basically neutral.
Neutral.
But the
neutral. I would prefer the word neutral.
Right. But the problem with it was how it came out because there's plenty of fans out there that don't understand that you can declare for the draft and still return to school. So, there were some K-State fans freaking out about the fact that, you know, what the heck, Kamau Stokes isn't in school anymore. And then the statement comes out later. I mean, basically, K-State should have gotten ahead with all of this and stated that this is what was going to happen and stated what the goals were by doing this, and instead they had to do it after the fact, after, you know, K-State fans had had been pretty uneasy about what they were seeing on social media.
Well, here is the quote from Bruce Weber that eventually Kellis Robinette got yesterday. He said, "Come out wanted to get some exposure and maybe some workouts with teams. Obviously, everyone has a dream of making it to the NBA. They changed the rules so you can declare as many times as you want." He also went on to say that he anticipates he'll be back next season. I think we all understand that. And that there were other players that expressed interest in doing this too, with Barry Brown showing the most interest. Now, at 5'10", I want to discuss the fact that it was Barry Brown and Kamau Stokes that seemingly showed the most interest in this, when I would put them maybe 4 or 5 on the list of guys that have a chance at the NBA on this roster right now, and who I think could have benefited a lot more from this, and I think that answer is fairly obvious. We'll get to that at 5'10". But the thing I do worry about a little bit with this, and I'm with you that right now it appears neutral for what happens going through this process, but if you start listening too much to what NBA scouts are going to tell you, what those in NBA front offices are going to tell you about what they view you as at the next level and how you could get to the next level, that's not always going to jive with what makes you the best college basketball player for your team. So if you're getting some kind of advice that you need to work on this, you need to do this individually, you need to get more shots. I mean, I'm just making something up here because, and I don't think this is what they would tell Kamau Stokes, because
he gets shots.
He gets shots, and really a two guard that's 6 foot, a buck 65 in the NBA just will not. That's not going to work. That won't fly. So they're not going to go tell him to go get more shots. I would think it would be work more on the point guard skills. But if you do get word like that, then all of a sudden you come back to school the next year and you're trying to get yours too much, that can turn you into something that's not going to be as beneficial for the team if you start devoting your time and effort that way. And I don't need to look back very far, and I don't need to remind people, I wouldn't think, of what comes to mind when I start talking about that, and that is the summer of Marcus Foster after his freshman year when he goes to the LeBron James Skills Academy, the LeBron camp, and comes back, and supposedly the word was then once everything started to go haywire on that next season, everybody said, well, he was listening too much to what the NBA scouts had said and what those involved with the NBA wanting to get him to that next level. He was taking too much of that into account, and all of a sudden he's not as much of a team guy. We know now there were other factors involved there too, but that certainly did not help. I don't think anyone can deny that played a role in torpedoing that next team.
Well, I mean, this is just where coaching comes into the equation. What you were talking about a moment ago with teams potentially telling Kamau Stokes that he needs to go shoot more or pass the ball more or whatever. I think that Bruce Weber, at least if I were in his position and I were talking to Kamau Stokes about potentially making this decision, what I would tell him is, go ahead and try to make it a positive experience and learn as much as you can, but I just want you to know that you are a K-State basketball player first, and when you return, it'll be great that you have that additional knowledge, but you are going to play to our system, and you're going to, I mean, I'm still your coach, and you're going to do as you're told. I think that would be the smart way to handle it if you're Bruce Weber, to make sure that he doesn't totally change what kind of player he's trying to be.
That's the way that you would have to approach it, yes. And I do think that this group is better at falling in line than the crop of players that they had at that time, the Marcus Foster group. A lot of those guys that wound up leaving. I never got the vibe that they had as much respect for Bruce Weber and this coaching staff, and I've said that before, as the guys that are here right now. However, I would also point out that one of the thing that I think Bruce Weber has struggled with the most since being here in Manhattan and at Illinois is just keeping everybody reined in with things like this. There are a lot of external activities outside of just what's happening on the basketball floor that you have to deal with if you're going to have the talent that you need to win at the Power 5, we'll say the Big 12, Big 10 level. You're going to have to deal with some people being hangers-on to some of these kids. You're going to have to deal with a lot of people in the ears of some of these kids. And we've seen at Illinois, he had problems with it. It was a giant problem that wound up with having to knock out 2 years of the program for a total rebuild with Marcus Foster's group. this is the type of thing that makes me antsy about how it is going to be handled. I think it falls into that category, which everybody wants to harp on him for recruiting. Everybody wants to harp on him for X's and O's coaching, whatever it may be. I think he is better at both of those, certainly the X's and O's part of it, than people give him credit for. His issues come with just maintaining a program, doing all the things you need to do, being a CEO, being El Jefe, being the boss man, and keeping everybody in line. That's where I think he has really struggled. And that would that not fall under this?
It does. It does, yeah. But that doesn't mean that every time something like this happens, it's going to be a negative thing. I mean, I think, you know, the big difference between Marcus Foster and Kamau Stokes as far as their NBA outlook is that Marcus Foster is a guy that I think may have the build or the frame that allows him to potentially be an NBA player. Kamau Stokes really doesn't have that. And I would think that Kamau Stokes, being as invested in basketball as he is, knows that as things stand right now, he's not an NBA player, and he's going to focus on trying to be the best college player he can be.
I guess I think it was then why do you go to the NBA to get feedback? I mean, admittedly, I don't know exactly what happens in this process.
Exposure. You're going to meet people that you didn't know before. You know,
if that's where your head is at, is that I got to get to the NBA. Like, I'm fine with guys having the goal of getting to the NBA, but I'm also, you know, there's a difference between working hard to get somewhere and something that may just be out of reach and could skew what you're trying to do. And I just think that there's a fine line that you're going to have to walk on one of those two sides here, and you're in jeopardy of getting too far to one side if this is what's running through your head after 2 years at K-State where you've not been an all Big 12 player. I mean, I don't mean to come down too harsh, but I'm just pointing out some realities here of this situation. I do think there is a reason that has contributed, that's not just Kamau Stokes. I think one of his teammates has contributed to some of why this has perhaps happened, and I think there is one of his teammates that should take advantage of this, and I would say, great. We'll talk about that at 5:10. But coming up next, don't get the ESPN layoffs twisted. There seems to be one reason, really, this is happening. You're listening to The Game.